Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the Deepak. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at Deepak. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic soul. This is Ty Jones. Ladies, we got tickets to see TGT. Ooh, Lord. And special guest, Fantasia. She really knows what Fed Up is all about. I got some of that on the way, too. And here's R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up, I know about that. On Foxy 107-104.
I'm standing here looking in the mirror.
Okay, so you guys, I'm back, and I had my mic on mute. So Happy New Year's, everyone. This is Ty Jones, your host for the Voice of the People. It's a beautiful Monday evening. It's cold as hell here in Atlanta, Georgia. Hopefully, it's not as cold on your neck of the woods. We got Mark Lee from the Bull City, co-host of the Voice of the People. Mark's in the building. Dean Geronimo, you're with us, too. And how's everything going in the new year for you guys?
So far, so good, but it is cold as all get out in North Carolina. I think they're talking about us dropping down to the early 20s today, and we even had snow flurries earlier today. So, you know, we were not really feeling that, but yes, there was some intense snow flurries, but the ground is still warm, so they just kind of like landed, melted, and kept on going.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't like that. Yeah. So we have a guest tonight, and we're going to get started with her because Adrian has some pressing things going on. But we have in the studio tonight, you guys have seen this amazing woman. I've been posting her photograph. Such a beautiful sister. She is doing great for 50, I might say. Celebrity fitness and wellness expert Adrian Galloway joins us tonight. And Adrian has a beautiful bio, I must admit. She is a motivator, educator, trainer, and she has over 23 years in the industry. Very inspirational and motivating. Men and women of all ages, known as AG for her healthy living. Adrian has traveled across the world providing physical fitness and wellness advice, which includes private and focused training for celebrities, military physical training, corporate team fitness, and individual training. Adrian also was a team fitness specialist for, I have to admit, he's one of my favorite special, like all-time favorite special jocks, Fly Jock Tom Joyner. She worked with the fitness guru Donna Richardson Joyner, ran into one of the most prestigious and relayed into the world, and became the first African-American team to run were 199 miles in 32 hours. That's got to be very, very impressive. Adrienne's topics, Breaking Free to Wellness, will allow you to break the chains of life. And so she's going to get into that with us tonight. It's time for you to break free and enjoy this life and the life that you live. Renew your mind, body, and spirit. So let's go with that. Welcome to the show, Adrienne.
Thank you, and thanks for having me, Ty. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing rather well, rather well. It's interesting to have you on the show tonight, and we're talking about health, wellness, and fitness. And I have a very sore tailbone, so we won't go there. I had a slight bit of an accident like a week ago, and I injured myself because I fell on my bottom. I guess I didn't have so much cushion in the tush as I thought. But I'm getting better. Huh? I'm getting better. Any advice?
Well,
for,
so a speedy recovery.
You have a sore tailbone. You have any good advice or helpful tips?
Oh, please, when I get that, so if I fell on my tailbones, get some Dr. Till sitting in soak and just kind of just take it easy.
I got you. I thank you for that. So tell me, Adrienne, what was your inspiration to get yourself even geared into health, wellness, and fitness? You've been doing this now for 23 years.
I was about 25, but I really got more involved during the time that I was actually married, because most people think, well, you've probably been in health and fitness, you know, since your teen years. Not really. I played a little bit of sports. I did run track and field, played a little volleyball, but after leaving school, I really didn't do too much. But then once I got married, again, I married into what's from a real military family, and then I married into the military. So that pretty much really that got me going. And I say that because of the fact that during that time, with miscarriages, postpartum, depression, and everything that's going on, I actually put on a few pounds.
Right.
I was that young lady that was sitting on that couch. Like I said, have you ever heard of that ice cream called those chocolate bonbons you used to have way back in the day?
Oh,
I was
yeah.
that woman that sit. On, I was sitting. I was watching. I was sitting on the couch eating those ice cream bonbons, and actually picked up over, I think I probably might have gained about 40 or more, 50 pounds, if not a little bit more. Oh, no, seriously. And those pictures are hidden. How old were you when I was? I was probably about, during that time, I was in my late 20s, probably.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I hit one of those stumps. Mine was due to a breakup. I think us women always go through a yo-yo diet, but I recall in my late 20s, that was in my mid-20s, actually. I think I was about 24, 25. And I remember back then putting on, I was going through some stuff, you know, a breakup, life changes, whatever. And my body, my metabolism, everything slowed down. It wasn't necessarily sweet, but I don't know what it was, good Spanish cooking or whatever it was. But I think I had picked up a good maybe 15, 20 pounds myself, because I went from being a size probably 5'6", and I think I was like a 14 or a 15 back then. So that's pretty
good.
Oh, quick.
I was about 20-something. I was like a... Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and when you're tall, you know, it's still, you know.
Oh, yeah, so you have to wait. Yeah, it happens. Like, again, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it does. So what is your advice for those in this new year that are, you know, everybody always has these new year resolutions about, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. And in my mind, when I see the word diet, I never tell people a diet. I always try to motivate individuals that come across me that diet, the first three letters are die, D-I-E.
Correct.
So I never, you know, so I'm never trying to kill myself to lose weight. But what I did do, I know for me at 42 and being size 7, this didn't happen overnight, but what it did was I did a life change. It was more of a life change in my mind, my body, and my spirit. Once I connected with that, I was able to embrace food in a way where it wasn't the enemy, and I stopped going on these yo-yo diets, if that makes sense to you. So
yeah.
What advice would you give to listeners that are listening tonight that do struggle with food and weight loss and trying to be healthy and fit, and maybe they don't work out as much?
One thing I always say is get rid of the New Year's resolutions, because a lot of them, we make so many New Year's resolutions, and at the end of the day, we don't keep them because we make them too big of a goal to actually assess them. And next thing it was like, okay, well, I made, you know, where was, everybody always wants to lose weight, and what do? We go to the gym. That lasts probably, I'll give it maybe a month, and then everybody stops working out. And whole thing
right.
is, it's a mental thing. I mean, because you got to look at it to evaluate yourself. You got to evaluate yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. And you know, you have to. And then I always say that you have to break free. What I mean by break free, you must release all the guilt, the pain, anxiety, self-preservation, and self-pity. Because we all go through
right.
that during the times that we want to say that, okay, into the new year. Why do you have to wait to the new year to get your physical and mental and spiritual self right? You can do
right.
that anytime if you really want to do it, but we procrastinate. And all you're doing by procrastinating is telling yourself you really don't want to do it. You keep putting it off.
Right.
So until you're ready to make that actual move, you're going to continue to procrastinate, and you're going to continue to go in that fear, because we all have fear of failure. We have fear. We have
yeah.
so many fears that we don't actually look at, and those are the really things that are actually stopping us to continue to move forward, because we're either scared to fail. If we fail once, we figure, okay, we done did it. It's like, Adrian, I done tried so many times to lose weight. Okay,
right.
but what
right.
are you doing? You have to look at your inner self to figure out what's
right.
going wrong. You know, say, well, Adrian, what does that have to do with me losing weight? It has a lot to do with you. Your physical and your mental, it has a lot to do with you, where you are and all the clutter that you keep bringing that you say that you're not going to bring into that new year. The same people that say they're going to leave whatever happened in 2015, 16, whatever year that it is, they still continue to bring those that luggage into
mm-hmm.
that new year, whether it's physical,
yep.
mental, with a new job, no matter what. So until you can actually
right.
release that, you're going to keep going through those up and down yo-yos, because you're not tuning into what you really want. You say you want one thing, but you do another thing. You invest more into your materialistic things than you do into your own health. Then you want me to like, why are you so hard on me?
Right. Well, hey, you sound like a hardcore chick, so I'm not going to mess with you. Dean Geronimo, you're in the studio tonight calling in. Dean, do you have anything you'd like to say to how our fitness diva, Adrian, is approaching health, wellness, and fitness? I don't understand where Dean is or, you know, these men. But let's just keep going. Mark
okay.
Lee is with us, I'm assuming. So, Mark Lee, you
I'm
have
here.
Anything you want to... Okay, Mark. So, with that said,
what?
You hear how... Mark, I know Mark, and Mark is the brother that, you know, he's in that, in our 40, 50 club. So, Mark, do you find yourself ever putting resolutions out there when it comes to weight loss? And Mark, wherever you are, you're going to have to let that background noise go down just a touch.
Hey, I'm going to have to walk away because I'm actually grabbing a bite to eat. But I'm getting ready to get out of here and get to the next vehicle. But so I don't know if I can control the music. But I will try to speak up, and then I'll be moving away shortly. So hopefully that will help some. But to answer your question, yes, I probably set that New Year's resolution every year. And like Adrian said, I probably break it every year, too. One of the things that I'm known for around the community, and a lot of people tried me on that, is being a person who gets around town by doing a lot of walking and getting from one point to another point through walking and getting to those points. And as a youngster, I probably had much higher metabolism, but I do know that I've probably put on a good 20, 25 pounds over the last several years. So I know that as I get older, and yes, I am as part of that 50 club, in the big 5'3". Last July 1, so I do know that that's something that I have to work on and not procrastinate on, but, you know, it's easier said than done to get out there and actually hit the gym or join a gym or actually go out for a jog is a whole different from going out for a walk. And when I say walking, I mean it's like a walking for a destination. So I know it's giving me some exercise, but it's not the same as an intense workout, which is probably what I need to get back into more often than less often. Because I know back in the day when I was a youngster, I actually ran track. Was not any good. I was a Charlie Brown on my track team. My coach just loved me because I have helped to recruit the good runners. I was really bad. But they liked me because we won championships because I recruited the folks that did win. But I did good steady exercise in doing that time and probably do not do enough of that. You know, I do a lot of stuff with the entertainment community and a lot of sitting on the desk and sitting around and being sedentary. So I do know that even though I do lots of walking, I do need to do a more intense kind of exercise. And then I'm going to let our guest get back into speaking. But one thing she did say that I really, really did enjoy, because I heard something similar, was that about the whole thing about us doing it not just one time of the year because it's New Year's or because it's Christmas or something like that. Because one of the places that I work at, as you know, is the Haytown Heritage Center. And every year we have a Kwanzaa celebration. And one of the gentlemen that was hosting the Kwanzaa, and I think he said it last year, he definitely said it this year, he probably said it for the last couple of years, he was saying that these are great principles, whether it's cooperative economics, whether it's faith, whether it's health, with the different principles that are part of Kwanzaa, he was saying these are great principles, but we don't need to be celebrating them just for that one week. We need to be instituting those kind of principles into our lifestyle on a regular basis and not just doing it because it's that one time of the year.
You're right. Absolutely, Mark. Thanks, Mark, for your insight. I'm going to get back to Adrian. Adrian, I had some questions for you in regards to, I love your website. It's a great website. Adrian Galloway, celebrity fitness and wellness expert. So tell me a little bit about on the holiday challenge tab, you have something that says join our live virtual home training workout. What is that all about, the home training workout? Adrian, are you with me?
Life doesn't cry over spilt milk. It cheers.
Okay. So I'm having some issues hearing from Adrian and Mark Lee. So before
I'm moving away.
I know you're moving away. Adrian, when your mic is okay, just come back to me. But what I'm going to do, since I'm having some issues with the guests, I'm going to keep it moving and go for a slight little commercial break, give you a little bit of the 411 on who we are and what we do here. This is Ty Jones, host of The Voice of the People. Have a blessed evening tonight. And I just wanted you to know that this is a new year, so with the new year coming in, we have a great lineup of different things going on for the show. Next week, we will be talking to someone all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, who will be talking about health and wellness from his perspective. We also going to revisit one of our guests that was supposed to be a guest last year, and that is Eddie Guiones. Eddie is a talented actor out of L.A. He's going to tell us about his Muhammad Ali new project and some of the things that are happening. So we got a few things that are happening in the Voice of the People. You're always welcome to come to a voice, your opinion, your expression, because what is on your mind is important to us. Visit our Facebook page, which is the Voice of the People. You can always catch me on Twitter, which is Love Jones Ty. That's L-O-V-E. T-I-E-J-O-N-E-S-T-I-E. So it's Love Jones Ty. You can always find me on Facebook as Ty Jones or on The Voice of the People. And catch us here every Monday night, 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, where your voice is a voice that we want to hear. So back to our guest at hand. So, Adrian, are you still with us tonight?
Mm-hmm. Where did Adrian go?
I'm not quite sure, Markley.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. Adrian, are you still in the studio with us, Adrian?
I mean, there's nothing like the code.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Oh, but she says, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. And then she says, I'm back. So she just texted. I'm not quite sure if we have an issue with the reception. So I'm going to try calling her. I'm not quite sure if it's going to work. Let's see if it will. We'll try calling her.
Okay.
Can get through. Hold on 1 second, Mark. I'm going to have her, let me tell her to hang up and call back. So in the meantime, while that's going on, I do know that the Golden Globe Awards is coming up.
Uh-huh.
And we want to also wish our condolences to the late and great Natalie Cole.
That's definitely sad news.
There's definitely some sad news trending right now. It's the late Natalie Cole. And so Natalie Cole's illness, the legendary singer and daughter of Nat King Cole, who died at the age of 65. And I do know that she was struggling with a lot of different illnesses. And these are things that, you know, it does occur in the life of an actor, singer, performer, and everyday people. So we lost a legend, and singer Natalie Cole, daughter of the late Nat King Cole, she died on December 31st at the age of 65. May she rest in peace. One of the most beautiful voices of our generation, she died on the 31st. Her cause of death was congestive heart failure, according to TMZ. Underlying medical complications from a kidney transplant and hepatitis C contributed to her death. So Natalie passed away at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. With hits such as This Will Be, Natalie was an incomparable singer and best known for her digital duet with Nat King Cole, Unforgettable, if you remember that one. That was actually one of the great hits. It was very good. Let's see if our guest is back in. Adrian, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
We hear you.
We can hear you, yes. We hear you, honey. So
I'm not sure what happened.
It's sometimes, you know what, we can't go deep into it. These little viral robots and technical glitches, we're going to blame it on that. It always happens. But, you know, I was making mention of the late, great Natalie Cole. She died at the age of 65 on December 31st. And Natalie, her cause of death was congestive heart failure. And that was according to TMZ. Underlying
and I can relate to that.
From a kidney transplant and hepatitis C. These were some of the things that contributed to her death, and she passed away at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. So with that said, we will say in the Black community, it seems like there's a huge percentage that comes with diabetes and heart issues in the Black community. Would you have any insight
into
health and wellness, Coach?
And speaking on that matter, because not too long ago, and my mother is still going through it, my mother had a massive heart failure where pretty much she's taking medicine to keep her heart pumping, and thank God that her heart's now pumping more than 15%, but now she's more prone to having many strokes. And the main thing that I always stress to everyone is about how we take on stress. When I say stress can literally kill you, stress can literally kill you. And the fact that with my mom, it dealt with stress. It dealt with her being a caregiver for her mother. And I have clients that also talk about them. It's pretty much and as women, we take on more than sometimes that we can. But if we can't take care of ourselves, there's no way that we can take care of someone else.
I want to hear from someone like yourself because, you know, I was sitting at home one day and I was watching this commercial, and it was a commercial with about women, and you saw them doing all of these amazing jobs in corporate America, whatever it was. And then at the end of the commercial, a woman just collapsed and the floor from under her fell. And then it said, number one killer for women, heart attack. Heart attack.
Yep.
So with that said, do you think that women carry stress internally a little deeper than men? Because it seems like this is one of our number one killers, is heart attacks due to a lot of issues. Number one, with stress. What is it so much about stress that causes people to have so much health complications?
We take, and again, as women, we take on a lot. And I'm like that main person that I take on sometimes more than I can actually take on, to the point where I, once upon a time, I did have a minor setback. Mm-hmm. And the first thing they said was basically was stress. So pretty much so now, with the lifestyle, with me traveling and doing more, and now also, which my sister now takes, you know, helps take care of my mother with the rest of my other siblings, we just need to sit back and take time for ourselves. So when it comes to, like I said, that physical and mental, and it was actually, what did it have to do with fitness? It has a lot to do, because we need to step away. I mean, again, and it's that key word, procrastination. You could put time in for anything else, then when it comes time for your health, for some reason, we don't want to invest in it. That's either too high, but yeah, you can go buy your Michael Kors bag. You can clean up in your family, your Mercedes, or your whatever the car may be at this point. We put so much into that, and the minute doc tells us, well, you got type 2 diabetes, what are you going to do about it? Oh, I guess I need to take care of it. We don't take care of it at that time. We're too busy to either trying to keep up with the Joneses or try to oppress instead of actually uplifting and keeping ourselves in check so that we won't have to worry about all these little things. And stress from work, the kids trying to take on too much, even though men have stress, but we just, women take it in a little bit different. We have to sit back and reevaluate what we're doing and start taking better care of ourselves, because if we don't take care of ourselves and step away to do that meditation, to do yoga, to take that 30 minutes or an hour away, whether you can get to the gym or not. Because I heard Mark was saying about sometimes he doesn't have time to get to the gym because he has so much going on. And that's what I do now, what I do when I say I do live virtual training. It's basically I train people from their office. I train people from their office, from their home, whether you're a busy woman, working mom, you can't take the kids with you. Guess what? I will I give you like a private invitation. You come on, you're not watching anything. You're watching me in real time, online, and live. So as quick as you hear me talking to you now, I'm doing the same thing, watching you work out, making sure that your form's correct, giving you tips, keeping you accountability, keeping you motivated through this whole time through virtual training. And it's a lot new to other people. Everybody think it's this where it's a pre-recorded. No, you actually get me on live. And sometimes I'm Selena Johnson may drop in. I mean, so pretty much I'll give her an invitation. She's on the road. Her schedule gets real busy, but sometimes she may drop in on doing a virtual training.
Right.
What time can only girls come or women come?
No, it's for men too, Mark.
I have men doing my class too.
All right, I just want to make sure, because
so
I said what time.
Where do they find you so we can put this on the voice of the people? How can they come across the virtual? And I was looking at this on your website. So the virtual training is an affordable rate. The holiday special you guys had for $45.98 monthly. And then for 3 months it was for $129. So should I just post your website, adriannegalloway.com, to the Voice of the People page for them to find out more about the virtual training, the virtual
training?
Right,
you can just post that. Yep, you can paste there. We just, and like, again, that price just changed the other day because we did a special for about a month where you basically got that at $99. And the price just actually changed today. And also, too, if someone is interested, if they just need to email me at aglive, V as in Victor, T, at adriannegalloway.com, and they can get a week's real trial just to see what it's like. And most people are so skeptical, but once they give it a try, it's no different than you sticking in a DVD where you're not accountable to that DVD. You're just sticking it in and hoping you make it through it. With me, I'm walking you through it, and if I can see that I can push you through it, I'm pushing and talking back to you. That's the only difference. I'm talking back. So therefore, you just can't sit on that couch and say, I can't just do this anymore.
So with that said, the times are flexible. You know, people, you know, nowadays have different hours. So if they were to get this virtual training at home, are the hours flexible? Is the timing flexible for those that have different schedules?
Yes, the timing is flexible, and I have other people that is also too. They do chat. They do contact me through, like I said, my AG Live Virtual at adriangalloway.com. But the time we start is, and everything goes by Central Standard Time, because I travel from East West Coast a lot. And some of my amazing, when I'm in Arizona, I'm actually 2 hours to an hour, depending upon when the time changes. So my classes start as early as 5:30 in the morning, Central Standard Time. Now, like when I'm in Arizona, I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning and teach class.
Wow.
Because I'm behind. But like again, so I base it on Central Standard Time is because I'm traveling between so many different time zones. So if a person comes in at 5:30 Central Standard, it's actually East Coast time, it'd be 6:30 that they come on. So we have a 5:30 in the morning, there's a 7, there's an 8. There's weekend classes that start at 8:15 Central Standard, so therefore it's 9 East Coast, and a little bit early for the people that's on the West Coast. So a lot of my participation really has been, I have quite a bit in Atlanta, Dominican Republic, Jersey, New York, Indianapolis, Miami. So everyone tunes in, and again, once they pay for it, they get an invite, they get a waveform that they fill out, and I have special guests that come on. So and we just have fun. The whole thing is just about having fun. I mean, I make it where we're dancing, we're shadow boxing, you know, so it is at all levels. So, well, Adrian, I can't do it because of I have this problem going on. I have a client that already sent a message that Adrian, after that I'm having surgery. So she's going to be working out after surgery from her foot. She can still work out because I'm going to show her modifications just for her sitting in her chair. So I can work it out and make it work. So you don't have no, I'm not going to allow you to have excuses.
Right. Well, this is, I will say that this is pretty cool. I've been reading some of the testimonials. So one of the testimonials came from a guy, John F. from Dallas, Texas. He had to say, yo, Adrian, I'm truly grateful to have met Adrian. I could have not asked for a more committed and enthusiastic trainer. What I love about her is she does not just tell you what to do and then send you on your way. She explains exactly what you are working and why you are doing it. She's there every step of the way, which is very motivating. She's very supportive, which I need at times because I travel a lot. And that's why I gained the weight that I did. She calls to check up on me and while I'm on my travels and sends me beautiful text messages to make sure I'm doing the right thing, LOL. If you are serious about making a change in your life, Adrian is definitely your girl. And did I mention she's cute? But don't let the pretty face fool you. The girl is tough. I will miss you kicking my butt. And that was from John F. from Dallas, Texas. So the website is pretty cool, and Adrian Galloway has got a great testimony and an awesome website. So I wanted to also ask you a little bit more about your Mothers Opposing Bullying. What was this all about? You guys have this. You have this on your website, Mothers Opposing Bullying Foundation, committed to bringing about a social change while driving to put an end to the unnecessary, painful taunting and loss of human lives. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that one there is actually, I had a friend of mine that, again, I've had that on my website, and I'm very am opposed of that, that actually she is the nonprofit organization for mothers against bullying, who accepts bullying. And I did an event with her. And she speaks, you know, that whole thing, because we have so many kids nowadays that are getting bullied for being, right now because I'm in the health and wellness, for being overweight or for whatever matter that it is. But so our whole thing on my part is just educating our kids, because if we, you know, we can educate our kids to do, if we do things right in the household to educate our kids of how to eat right, we don't have to always make it boring. We can make it fun and eliminate actually giving them those extra cookies. And if like, sometimes they won't have to worry about that. So we have to also look at, you know, the kids are a lot meaner, you know, nowadays compared to when we were coming up. So they're so bad. I mean, but that's where that came from. I did an event with the with Vanessa Ramsey, and that was actually, it was a very good event. And but again, it came across where, you know, it just, we can also help our kids when it comes to bullying. Of course, we get bullied as an adult.
I was afraid to listen.
So, I have another question for you, Adrian, and then we're gonna wrap this up. I noticed there's another thing on the website that I was interested in. Coming this fall, are you going to be on demand?
Yes, we're looking at to be coming on. I'm actually working on that. That's still in the works, as we are, not only will you get to actually see me live, we're actually looking into where there's times we can actually go on and just get a workout, and I won't specifically be there talking to you and speaking to you, but it's like a library of different workouts that we're actually working on. So before you go on demand, you have it where you can get me live workouts along with actually pre-recorded workouts.
That's pretty cool. So how did you come across that? Are you working in conjunction with cable TV? Are you doing this via internet? How is that coming about?
We're still in the works, and hopefully to be able to launch that by spring is what we're looking into. It's just by streaming. For the most part, it's just streaming live.
Okay.
Hey, Ty.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know if you remember a guest that we had from last year, because as I'm hearing Adrian speak, I really do need to find a way to connect her with Nicole Swiner. I don't know if you remember Dr. Nicole Swiner. She was the woman that wrote about the Superwoman Complex, and I think I tried to post it on the Facebook page, but she's actually putting an event this Saturday that I wish I had known about Adrian before, because Adrian would be perfect for the event, because it's all about women empowering themselves, and it's an event this Saturday called The New Year, The New You.
So what we can do, what we're going to do, because I'm going to, this year on this show, I'm going to keep it very focused. So what you can do, Mark Lee, for yourself, you can always message Adrian on Facebook, and you guys can connect in regards to that. So let's keep it focused on the guests at hand, because we have other things that I want to go forward and do for the evening, and I don't want to hold up the show and keep it much longer. All due respect, Adrian Galloway is our guest tonight. You can always find Adrian. She has an amazing website. This is a talented woman, and I really admire her. I love her spirit, and she's very down to earth. When we first had a conversation, I was very drawn by just her personable approach to talking to me as though we just knew each other forever. I'm very interested in some of the things that she has going on. So, Adrian, you're always welcome to come back on the show. And if you ever want to come, call in at any time just to give people helpful advice and tidbits on health and wellness, and especially keeping it together for this 2016 can be a challenge. So, Adrian, we want to thank you for being a guest on our show tonight. And I had to ask you, if you had to give anyone anything last-minute helpful tips for tonight, what advice would you give men and women that are struggling but trying to get themselves out of that spirit of procrastination? What would you tell them?
I would actually, for me, for the most part, it's always really just keep it real, is just to really evaluate your present situation. Because to improve it, you must assess where you started from. And then with that, I mean, because it's all based around with you. So just evaluate it. Don't focus on the negative. Take responsibility for your own actions and surround yourself with like-minded people. And always, like I tell people, write it down and stop being afraid to fail. I have this one thing that I always say back in the day when we had, if you can remember, that blow-up doll called Bozo the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like I said, every time when we were little, we kept punching Bozo the Clown. Every time you punch it, guess what? It kept getting back up. So if it can keep getting back up until, unfortunately, my brother stuck a pin in it, but, of course, at that point he deflated it and it didn't get back up. So I would call that, that's the devil being busy at that point. So don't let the devil get busy in your life. So as many times you can fall, as long as you can look up, as they say, you can get up. So just always remember that throughout your new year. Stop giving up on yourself and stop, get the negative committee out of your head and start loving yourself more than you did the next day. You fail one day, guess what? There's always the next day. Keep it moving.
Right. And I agree with, I do agree with you, and I want to thank you. Beautiful photographs. The sister has definitely got it going on. Adrian Galloway, beautiful health and fitness guru. And last thing I had the question is, how was it working with Mrs. Richardson, who is married to Tom Joyner? How was that experience?
Oh, that experience, like I said, I've been following. Like I said, right now she's no longer married to Tom, but that experience was amazing because I followed Donna for when she first started. Long story short, I always told myself, one day I'm going to meet this woman and work for her. And this is time I was in my early 20s because I followed her for that long. And I said, and I kept telling myself, I will meet this woman. I mean, I went, did everything I do to contact her. I was not able to contact her. Came to Dallas, long story short, good friends with Pat Smith, Emmett Smith's wife. We were good friends with her. And she set up a lunching date because it was one of her relatives' birthday. And that's how I met Donna. And we connected from there. And we've been good friends ever since, even to today. And I see, you know, from time to time, we text each other all the time. And she's like my mentor as well. So she has a very nice spirit. Again, she lost her father in passing, which I also helped cook for her father for about a year and help her get ready when we did our event to do the Hood to Coast a few years ago when we did that 199 miles. We trained together for that. But she's a very good spirit woman.
So it's how
and we talk often
now. I love that because it's great to just continue to network, stay connected with those that are like-minded, positive people going in the same direction, and you find yourself actually being uplifting and uplifting someone else, and you just never know it. So quick question, and for those that are listening tonight, what three core things, if you had three core values, would you give people that are trying to get it in gear for the new year and want, you know, that, oh, Adrian, I just don't know how to do this. What three core values would you tell someone tonight to get their behind in motion, to get it together, that they don't need to overthink it in the mind? How would you break it down for them simplistically in three core values if you had to?
It's a mindset. So I always tell, like, my clients, I mean, you have to really want it and stop letting other people, you know, make excuses for it. And that's when it comes back again to evaluating your present situation. You have to evaluate where you are right now and are you ready to take that next step. Don't give yourself values that you know that you can't do it, making them so high. Just take it one day, one step at a time. And find someone, again, that's like-minded or someone that's doing the same thing that you do that to get that encouragement, as well as your social network. That's what I – and again, that's what I do. I motivate you and keep you accountable. But you have to want to do it yourself. You can say one thing, and then tomorrow you talk about something completely different.
Right.
So – self-evaluation is like, at the end of the day, it's about you and stop procrastinating because you don't, you know, if you really want to do it, guess what? You're going to do it.
No, and I agree with you. So I want to thank you, my guest, Adrian Galloway, coming in tonight. Adrian, you can tell people, where can they find you? How can they follow you via Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook? You can let it be known this evening.
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook on the I have an Adrian Galloway page, but I always try to draw people to my official Adrian Galloway page. You can find me on Twitter at I am AG Fit Club. on Instagram. I'm at AGFit007.
Nice. Well,
and my
I
website
like
again, which is www. I call it AG007. AGFit007.
I like that. Well, I want to thank Asia for being a guest tonight. And thank you for coming on the show and being our voice for the voice of the people. It definitely was very meaningful for me to start the new year off with a great show, talking to people about health, wellness, tips. Always, it's a pleasure speaking with another positive-minded person. And please continue to keep up with us and let us know about your latest endeavors, and you're always welcome to come back on this show.
Most definitely, Ty. You know I'm going to keep in contact with you. That's a few things that we talked about that I want to continue to keep working towards.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. This is Ty Jones. This is your host for the Voice of the People. We want to thank you for being in the building with us tonight, whether you are listening in via website on the Internet, whether you are calling in, if you're listening in within the U.S. or in another country. Thank you for being a supporter of our show. Catch us every Monday night, 8 o'clock, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones The Voice. You can always follow me on Facebook, The Voice of the People. Mark Lee is a co-host. Mark Lee, any final thoughts for this evening?
Just that it's a very positive thing that we must do, work on ourselves, as she said, both spiritually, physically, and, of course, mentally, but definitely that physical part is a very vital part. I know that that's something that I do not always do successfully, but I'm planning to work on it more details oriented in 2016. So definitely that is part of what we need to do, as y'all all said, concentrate on all three elements of our personality, the spiritual, the physical, and the mental.
I like that. I like that. So with that said, final thought for this evening is this: health, wellness, and well-being. It's just like the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So if these are things that you yourself know is a must, then in this new year, it would be very imperative for you to free your mind, and the rest shall follow. Procrastination is the enemy, so allow him to lie down because it's not needed. And just remember this. The only thing that allows fear to stay within you is fear itself. And the Lord that we serve said he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of sound mind. So this is Ty Jones, along with Mark Lee, your co-host. Dean Geronimo is also a part of this. And we are the voice of the people. Catch us next week talking some more about health, wellness, and our guest. He's coming all the way from Nairobi, Kenya. He'll be with us next week.
Wow.
Yes. So we'll be talking to someone from the motherland, and that's going to be a lot of fun getting his perspective on health, wellness, and fitness. So, Adrian, if you're able, call in and chit-chat with us and chop it up. We always would love to have
you. I will certainly do that. And you two have a blessed new year, and I will stay in contact with both of you.
That's what's up. Ty Jones and Mark Lee taking us out of here is an artist that I have to continue to support. He's someone that I'm managing. This is Jay Reed, and I'm going to let him take us out of here with a song that he calls, I believe Jay calls this one Champagne Showers. So we're going to let this play out. And prior to that, I'll play some of my Seneca the Mystic. He's another indie artist out of the DMV, Oblivion. And you heard it right here on The Voice of the People. Ty Jones with Mark Lee. Thank you to our guest, Adrian Galloway. God bless and good night.
Forget who's in the building. I'm chilling in the sky rise. From the illest in Gucci sweaters and 9-5. Full guard in the globe. More thorough than Carmelo before he got jabbed and Mac in the la-la. Creep vigorous, running like I'm Usain. Loose chain shining on my neck. What do you think? Renegade, lemonade, guzzler coming from another slum. Fresh, nothing less than number one. Split rappers, slap them, kidnap them. Rolling stone like Mick Jagger with swagger. And I don't like that word because I prefer to get dabbed. Some may front because they think backwards. Roll thick like 76 with the platform. Sammy Davis and looking for heads to tap on. on. I run up on you with black gloves and mask on, cause y'all faker than chicks wearing a strap on. Born identity, John F. Kennedy. God bless lyrically, willingly, my concept killer beat. Picasso, father Barack Obama. Might have been a psycho, might have gone and shot your mama. Stephanie.
It's the moment, baby, baby.
Today was a good day. How the homie Ice you say? I'm sipping on, sipping on. Everybody living good. They don't ever want to see us make it out the hood.
Nope.
Just a celebration. Pour another toast. We gon' brag and boast. Oh, we gon' do the most. And these fans love every word that I quote. How the hell they know every word that I spoke? This is probably the realest hit I'd ever wrote. Pirate all alone in the ocean with a boat. So I'm gon' paddle. Gotta stay afloat. Must look like Kevin Hart, cause they took me for a joke. Now we on top, looking down like the Pope. You know that. Today was a good day. How the homie Ice you say? I'm sipping on, sipping on.
That's Jay Reed. The label is You Know. You can follow Jay on Facebook. Jay, capital J, capital R-E-E-D. Reed of You Know. Newest single, Champagne Showers. Beats provided by Teddy Ted, producer of many Nice and Smooth, Craig Mack, and the list goes on and on. You can follow Jay Reed also on Instagram, Renegade Reed. And for more information on booking or performances, check your girl right here, Ty Jones. You can inbox me on Facebook or reach out to me via live right here, 914-338-0659. And we're out. Good night.